The Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. This week we take a look at Rediscovering the Church Fathers, Who They Were, and How They Shaped the Church, by Michael A.G. Haken. Our reviewer this week is Pastor Thomas Meisner. Dr. Michael A.G. Haken is the professor of church history and biblical spirituality and director of the Andrew Fuller Center for Baptist Studies at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He's also the editor of Eusebia, the bulletin of the Andrew Fuller Center for Baptist Studies. Haken is a prolific writer, having authored numerous books and editorials, over 250 articles, and over 150 book reviews. In his introduction to St. Athanasius' On the Incarnation, C.S. Lewis advised, "Every age has its own outlook. It is specially good at seeing certain truths and specially liable to make certain mistakes. We all, therefore, need the books that will correct the characteristic mistakes of our own period. Among the mistakes of our time are strains of anti-intellectualism and the illiteracy, as opposed to literacy, which results from its contraction." Gilbert Beers, a past editor of Christianity Today, has noted, "We owe much to many whom we have never met. In times past, when there was a reverence for the past, the reality was acknowledged gratefully. But as Beers goes on to note, we live in a throwaway society. We dispose of things we consider a burden. My concern is that we did not add our predecessors to the collection of throwaways, carelessly discarding those who have made us what we are." Dr. Haken's book, Rediscovering the Church Fathers, is intended to help Christians to get to know some members of the family, as it were, and from that point, regain a connection to the wisdom, the experience, the courage, and the fortitude of faithful believers who came before us and followed Christ. Haken gives Hebrews 13:7 as one of his key rationales for studying church history as well as the church fathers. "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." It is well noted and refreshing that he understands a proper balance must be kept between the word of the fathers and the word of Holy Scripture. The fathers are not Scripture. They are senior conversation partners about Scripture and its meaning. We listen to them respectfully, but are not afraid to disagree when they err. As the Reformers rightly argued, the writings of the fathers must be subject to Scripture. Why spend time trying to rediscover the church fathers? After naming it a vital need for evangelicals, Haken lists 6 reasons. 1. Study of the fathers, like any historical study, liberates us from the present. 2. The fathers can provide us with a map for the Christian life. 3. They may also, in some cases, help us to understand the New Testament. 4. We also need to read and know the fathers, since they are sometimes subjected to simply bad history or bad press. 5. Reading the fathers serves as an aid in defending the faith. And 6. There is value in reading the fathers for spiritual nurture. With 2,000 years of Christianity from which to choose, who would you pick to meet this vital need? Haken chose 7, presented in what he describes as case studies, all of whom, he says, have been his close companions for more than 3 decades, men to whom he has come back time and time again to learn theology, to be refreshed spiritually, and to think about what it means to be a Christian. 1. Ignatius of Antioch. 2. The author of the letter to Diognetus. 3. Origen. 4. Cyprian. 6. Basil of Caesarea. And 7. Patrick. Not that there is any magic about the past. People were no cleverer than they are now. They made as many mistakes as we, but not the same mistakes. They will not flatter us in the errors we are already committing, and their own errors, being now open and palatable, will not endanger us. C.S. Lewis' words from his introduction